Mike, Tim, a disappointing result. Maybe a little bit disappointing in the overall performance, but there's progress being made. What's your view?
I think, particularly after last week, we were looking for a good performance today. I think we got that. We got a reaction because, look, so going back to last week, you don't want to dwell too much. That's not our standard. We have certain standards that we kind of set ourselves in each game. And look, that happened last week. Wasn't our standard thing, snowballed. But today we wanted a reaction. And look, to be fair, we got that today. Very good performance. Now, the result, you'd be disappointed with the course. Now, it could have gone either way. We had a couple of things that maybe we were unlucky with. A few of their scores came as a result of our turnovers, our bad handling. So you would be disappointed with that, like in every game. But look, you must give your credit to Galway as well. Galway are a good team. Look, they moved the ball very well. You know, they're into the forwards. And then they got the ball to move straight away. So we knew coming against them today that they were going to do that. So look, we were just happy that we put in performance.
You mentioned the handling errors, you mentioned the turnovers. It seems to be a constant pattern. Even looking at the Meath game, which Kerry won, they still gave away 1-4 in practically giving the ball to Meath. It seems to be an ongoing issue.
Yeah, look, it's something that we're going to obviously look work on. I suppose the only positive thing you could say about that, like, is that when it's something that's something you can kind of control. So that'd be a positive thing for
concentration,
us.
Really, is it?
Look, it is. Look, I suppose concentration. It's not complacency. Maybe look, is it a contributing factor? You know that they've heavy workload at the moment. So maybe fatigue could be a thing. But look, as I said, it's when it's something you can control. Something that's a positive thing. You know, so like as I said, definitely 1-4 against Meath today. The same thing. There was 3 or 4 points and it's switching off a few times. So when it's something you can control, it's something that you can improve on.
The goal at the start of the second half was a sucker punch, or was it a sucker punch? I mean, Galway won possession and went right through the spine of the Kerry defence, and then Mary Ellen save a little later on, and from the rebound it went off the post, so that could have been another goal.
Look, it could have been. Definitely were disappointed with the goal from throw-in. Look, it was a case of the middle open up. That shouldn't be happening. Now, I suppose from that, that's something you're going to look back the video and look work on that middle camping opening. Look, sometimes these things can just happen. The player pulls out. But I suppose for us going forward, like, you would be happy with the reaction. Like, you were down 6 points at one stage. Same in the second half. You were down, was it 4 points? So and to claw that back door, you know what I mean, point by point. So we would be happy with that reaction, because especially after last week, the heads could drop very quickly. So it showed a lot of mental steel from the girls to actually say, you know what, we're 6 points down here, we're going to claw back here bit by bit. And they never panicked, you know, they controlled the game quite well. Look, from our point of view, you see, you're trying to, so develop players, you're trying to, you know, bring players back who've been carrying injuries, trying to mind girls as well. So there's kind of a couple of things you're juggling at the one time. So look, you're trying to factor those into the performances as well.
Deirdre Kearney seemed to give a good, you know, full 60 minute performance. Roisin Rahilly was outstanding, and she went in a corner back as well, it looked like, and played quite well in that position. What was Niamh Conacour's situation? She was named but didn't start.
Yeah, look, she was just, I suppose we're looking at her workload, you know, over the last number of weeks, and we said, you know what, we just didn't want to be starting her, you know, we just wanted to mind her. Look, Deirdre Kearney and Roisin Rahilly, look, it's great to Roisin rejoined the panel recently. She took an extended break, and look, two girls wouldn't be up to full match speed yet, so look, it was a testament to them to actually play 60 minutes. You know, that wasn't probably provisionally in the plan. We probably looked at it to maybe give them 40 minutes, but they said they were fine, they were holed up, so you're in constant communication with them. But look, we know what they're going to do for us. Look, they're fantastic girls. So look, you've girls out there who aren't fully match fit yet, and they're doing a job for you. Look, as I was saying earlier to someone else, there was just at, like, God, we are in year three. I think they're coming with a bit of bite, but whatever. You know, they're probably further down the road this season than we are, you know, with bloody injuries, girls were turning back late, girls carrying knocks, developing players, so we was factoring that as well.
You have to look at the glass being half full, I presume, and maybe helping with that was Armagh coming back to get a draw against Dublin, but you're going away to Armagh, who seem to be on an upward trajectory now.
Yeah, look, the one thing about the league this year, which is great though, is that look, every game is competitive, everyone's beating each other, and look, that's what you want. Look, you want to get in the league and be well tested, you know what I mean? That's what the players want here. Glass half full, absolutely. Look, we've got it's in our own hands. That's the thing. You know, we're not looking for other results. We're not depending on other teams to do us any favours. We've now got 3 weeks to prepare for the Armagh game. Look, you'll never get nothing soft up in Armagh, you know. So it gives us a chance now. We'll say, look, just maybe deload the girls now once more, because they're playing college football as well, you see, and that might not be noted at times, you know, is that they have a huge workload this time of year. So look, when we are trying to play girls, we're trying to manage their workload and manage their stress levels as well with exams and all that. But look, we've 3 weeks now, get right, we deload them for a small bit, give them a bit of a break, refreshing the bodies. And hopefully come the Armagh game now, we'll have more players back, they'll be fresher. And I said, look, it's in our own hands.